This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you, everyone, for making this a place where we could come and rely on a minyan, even in a tremendous downpour. Almost have two minyanim here. It's really, really nice to have everybody join us. And I know it's not easy. I just walk down the steps. Everybody here has to brave the weather outside. So thank you very much for coming. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, Lila Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbashem, the Navar Valevi, Peo Bas Ruvain, Lila Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, the Refut Shalem, and Phil Yoham, Moshe Ben Chai, Sariak, and Bas Yaleah, Schus of Abram, and Yom Benish, Bamal, Yudis, and family, Yol Klugman, and family, the Refut Shalem, for Rivka Bashi Valeah, Hanan Basha Shabina, Moshe Ben Ben Est, Father, Yitz Ben Tzim, and Dusha, Rivka Bashi Valeah, Nachmi Yaakov, and Sari, should have a Refut Shalem, Besek Shecha, the Yisrael. So we're in the 12th parak, Mishnah Vav. Abad Dvarim, Rabbi Gamliel, Matame, Vechacham, Matarin. Four items, Rabbi Gamliel's Matame, Vechacham, Matar. One of them we already mentioned. Kisui Teni Shel Matecha Shel Balibotim, a cover of a metal vessel used for scrap metal of the Balibotim. Rabbi Gamliel says that he turned over the cover and used it for a keli. The Chacham say it's not so, and therefore the Chacham say it's tar. We said if it was Shel Roifim, or the doctor, that was the cover was definitely used to hold medicine, and that everybody would agree that it's tummy. The next thing is a Sloy HaMagredos. This is a loop that's on the... A Magreda is a scratching instrument of metal, a person scrapes it, he scrapes stuff off his feet, maybe on the bottom of the feet, and it had a loop. And whether that loop is considered a part of the scraper, one of them says, Rabbi Gamliel says that it makes it easier to use, and therefore it's part of the keli, and the Rabbanan say it's not. Go make clay matches, which... And throughout Shas, we assume, like the Rabbanan, that unfinished metal vessels, it's not finished, you have to add it, yet a rim, is not Mekabel Tumah. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it is. And this is a very interesting case. This is a tabla shenechleka l'shnayim. This is an earthenware tray. It has a rim, so it is a base kibble, and it's split, like, almost in half. But if one side is bigger and one side is smaller, the side that's bigger is tameh. And by the way, even though it only has three sides of the rim, the Tosfos Yom Tov says it's still considered to be a base kibble. That's a big chiddush in itself. But besides that, here it's talking about where it's split almost like in the middle. The Rabbanan say that you don't know which side is the bigger piece, and therefore neither of them are tameh. The Rabbi Gamliel holds that each one looks like the bigger piece, a big piece, and they're both tummy. So, Rabbi Gamliel, the Chacham agree with Rabbi Gamliel, but Tabish and Echlik of the Shnayim, where it's split into two, Echad Gadol, Echad Katan, and one is clearly bigger and one is smaller, Shah Gadol tummy, that the bigger one is tummy, by Katan Tahar. Again, the chiddush over here is that when you split it, it only has a rim on three sides. Right? So I would think that that's not a base kibble, and the Tosfos Yom Tov says that's a part of the chiddush of the Mishnah, that it is still considered to be a base kibble. Dinner shenifsal, a coin that went out of service. This happened a lot of times in wartime, that the country said that the currency is not good anymore. So dinner shenifsal, the skin of the slice of a tzav katana, but they made it that it could be used as a pendant around a child. Then it's a decoration. So then it's tummy because it's a tachshit. The chain sela shenifsala, also a coin that went out of currency. The skin of the shaykaba, and they used it as a counterweight for a scale. In other words, they used it for a weight for a scale, tameya. Now, there's a problem of keeping around a coin that doesn't have the right weight. Because then you could have a takola that you could cheat somebody with it. So ad kama tiposel, how much does a coin have to deteriorate? V'ei rashi l'kaima. Now, if it's a seller is worth four dinar. So, ad shnei dinarim, if it deteriorates its silver content to half of it, so then you could use it as shnei dinarim, as then you could use it as a shekel, which is a half a seller. If, however, pachis mikan, if it deteriorates to more than that, to even less than the amount of a shekel, then yokaitz, you should cut it up in order that you shouldn't be machshel people. And it's not something that it's safe for a yid to have around the house. It's interesting how that crept into Tumah V'Tayrah over here. A little is of a heter.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.